Going to the far western end of the UP, as far southwest as you can in Marinesco. Bear at Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco, I appreciate you giving us a little time. How are you?
I'm doing good, Adam.
And I heard that you had a pretty successful bear season considering the adversity of the weather. Holy cow.
Yeah, weather really was a big factor, but all in all, it all plays out in the end, and we ended up good. We took another bear yet for the third season hunt, a hunter that I had in here, so it ended on a good note.
Well, that's good. So how would you compare this season with, say, the past few? And it isn't necessarily about the bears that were harvested, but the numbers of bears on the landscape, considering the adversity that you had to push through.
Yeah, the bear population, in my opinion, is very stable. There's a lot of bears out there. Our biggest factor has been, once again, the weather patterns that we've been seeing. Over the course of probably the last 3 years, I've said it's been pretty consistent as far as the bears we've seen and the bears we've taken. I have seen indication that a lot of the bears are really starting to go more nocturnal than they have in the past. You know, if you go back 10, 15 years, even during the early hunts, you know, that a lot of these bigger bears, you might see them coming into the baits, but they're coming at nighttime, you know. And it used to be where, like, that first hunt, that first week was pretty successful as far as, you know, having a shot at one of those bears. And later in the season is when they started going nocturnal. But I have seen that more and more over the last several years.
That's an interesting observation. And I'm wondering if that's about pressure or, you know, I also wonder, is it possibly because there is so much food out there this year? I mean, you could probably attest to that between the soft mass berries and the hard mass with acorns this year, a bumper crop. Are you seeing that in your area too?
Yeah, that is definitely a pattern. By us here, probably the mass crops like the acorns and stuff were above average. Our berry crop here was not real good because we had so much dry weather early on that a lot of them dried up towards the end, you know, when they started to ripen.
So much different than here in the central UP. We had plenty of rain during that prime time when the berries were growing. So, that's weird. Just, you know, 100 and some miles away, it's a little different.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let's transition now into the deer herd and what you're hearing and seeing from bow hunters out there. I'm getting great reports of really good distribution of age classes across the entire UP right now, with the exception of maybe over by Newberry, where that heavy snow in April really hurt things. What about by you?
Yeah, the deer herd is definitely improving. You know, it's not fast and furious, but it's looking better. You know, I've seen a lot of the young deer that survived, you know, this spring here. And a few more does and different age classes of bucks out that I've seen throughout the fall, this period. Right now, there is some indication that the deer are starting to rut, that they're starting to trail the does. I had a couple reports in. Actually, I seen one nice buck this morning on the back of a truck somebody must have got this morning. So it's looking good. Pressure has been light, which it always is in this area. I mean, there's not a lot of influx of non-residents or tourists that come in to go hunting. It's mostly locals.
With the exception of bear, right?
Correct, yes.
Well, I would imagine you get a fair number of bird hunters from out of state, too.
Oh, yeah. They come from all over the country here just to hunt in this area. I see them from all over, you know, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Colorado, Idaho.
Wow. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more in depth about your bird numbers there and, you know, just continue this conversation in general for that southern Gogebic County area. So could we continue with you later this hour, get a little more time from you?
Yeah, no problem, Adam. Sounds good.
Bear from Nine Pines Resort at the south end of Lake Gogebic in Marinesco. And we'll jump back into this talk later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.